Why are you laughing at me? What did I do?
What? Is it better if I do it the other way? Okay. Danny was laughing at me because my headphones look stupid.
I have a towel on my head. I got out of the shower. Leave me alone.
You look like a cone head.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Gabby.
How are you?
How are you doing? I'm
okay. Yeah. What you
I'm looking
at?
Into slime.
Oh. I was like, what are you so enamored by?
I can make it very easily, but there's one where you can get a rubber ducky with it.
And you just want the rubber ducky.
Yeah. It's $2, and it's called Ducky Fiesta, which, if that's not the name of my new dick, that's gonna be.
You mean your new vibrator?
No.
But no, I'm new like, dick?
If I tell people to suck my dick.
Oh, I see.
I have
okay.
To have one. So it's going to be called You Suck My Ducky Fiesta.
I love that. I love
and
that.
And they're
so
like,
much.
What is that? And they'll be like, it's my dick. And you suck my
it's
dick.
My
There's
dick.
Another one. Like, hold on, it's hold not on, for me. I got it from the gang grumps.
Sorry, I thought Lady fell in my closet because she's in my closet right now having unsupervised closet time. Actually, it's mostly supervised. Oh, she came out. Okay. But I just heard a bunch of stuff fell over and I saw my entire hanging clothes rocking back and forth and I was like, oh dear god, where is she? She was just in my suitcase. Anyway. Aww. Sorry about that. Anyway, Ducky Fiesta. Your new dick name.
Yeah.
That's
been the highlight of my week is that I've found this. And like the biggest size is only $8 for 8 ounces. So that's an entire dollar per ounce. Okay. That's what the children would call a steal.
It is a steal.
I think actually everyone would call it a steal, but I've also been saying as the children would say.
I mean, I think it's more important if the children say it's a steal, because then you really know it's a steal.
Yeah, because they're like, fuck the patriarchy.
Exactly.
Steal from...
and capitalism.
Patriarchy and capitalism. Steal from major corporations. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't steal from mom and pop shops. That's not okay. Major corporations, they... This is
they don't care about
knowledge.
You. You don't need to care about them.
It's very cool. It's cool. I'm like... I want slime so badly. And I know you. And I know everyone can be like, you can go make it. No.
There's something nice about getting pre-made slime because, like, making it, especially making, like, good quality fun slime, you actually need a lot of ingredients, and I don't know many people who have borax in their house. You know what I mean?
Okay, you have to go out specifically to buy borax, which, like, the amount of borax you need to make a good slime is not even it's not even one-fifth, like, one-eighteenth. Like, you just need, like, a scoop.
You need a scoop out of a giant box.
Yeah, and the box costs, like, $18.
Yeah, and like borax, if you haven't used borax in your laundry, like it's really good, because like we had never used borax in our laundry until my niece wanted to make slime, and my mom, her grandma, was like, whatever you want, baby, and went out and bought borax, and then we used it in our laundry and I was like, oh wait, that's really nice.
Yeah,
because
it's a cleaning agent.
Yeah, it's not something that many people just casually have in their homes anymore. Maybe back in the day, but not anymore,
because bleach exists.
Exactly. Bleach exists, or like heavier duty soaps exist, and the further we get with technology, the more we try to reduce the steps in the things that we do. Why measure out three different things to go into my wash when I can throw one Tide pod in? You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, oh, also, shout out to all those laundry TikTokers or whatever. Y'all doing, like, y'all skin must be on God level, because you put so much goddamn fabric softener in there. Have you ever seen laundry TikTok?
I've seen cleaning TikTok, but not very
cleaning
much
TikTok. I live
TikTok.
On. I don't personally because I have depression, so I don't do that.
Oh, you don't clean?
The idea of cleaning makes me want to throw up. I clean
but if
my.
If I told you
my,
come clean my room, you would come clean
I
my
would,
room in a heartbeat.
Because that's your shit.
You just want to be nosy, is what it is. Don't lie.
I'm not. I never said. Anyways, but yes, yeah. Shout out to anybody if you need to clean your room. I'll glue it for free for my friends. I get to take whatever I want. Because you won't miss it.
Because you didn't know it was there to begin with.
You didn't know it was there. So they put fabric softener, the refresher beads, the unstoppables. Then they put more fabric softener. And I was like, how like, that's so much fabric softener. Your clothes must suck to wear. Because if you put too much fabric softener in, it's like an irritant. Icky. It's still, yeah. Like, and then the amount of, like, scent that you have, like, how yeah. dirty of a person are you?
That, like, and also, your clothes doesn't fabric have softener, like, put a film on your clothes to make them feel soft? Doesn't it, like, lay them with something? Where just, like, it's funky yeah. yunky. I've never had a fabric softener where I'm like,
I've never used enough fabric softener where, like, I've only used one fabric softener. I haven't used multiples. Maybe I'm doing laundry wrong. Maybe not. But, like, I have sensitive skin. So the idea of putting that much product on something is, like, mind-boggling.
I've never known what fabric softener is for. Because I've used fabric softener. I've never felt a difference, first off. Second, it's an extra step I have to do, and I don't want to do it. Third, I've never noticed a difference, which I think I said. But, like, it's worth saying it twice. The one thing I will say is that I do really like the scent beads, which are just to give your clothes a nice clean scent. Those mm-hmm. I do like. Those are fun. You have sensitive skin, though. Yeah, yeah. You have really sensitive skin. I do not. So those I like. But they're not for everyone.
Okay. I get that, lady. I was like, why am I being charged this much shipping when I'm only ordering $4 worth of slime?
Because it's heavy?
Yeah, I was like, oops.
Whoopsie. Did it make you stop?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah. man. I said I could just get bigger slime, but I don't need that much. This episode is so because I didn't do the reading, so I lied to Gabby that we could do an update.
It's okay because I also didn't do the reading, but I didn't do the reading because you said you wanted to do an update.
Hell yeah, I didn't do the reading because I have had a week at work.
Yeah, you guys know this. You guys know that Danny works full time, more than full time because she's overworked, and that I have no concept of time whatsoever. So if I don't have to do something, I'm not going to do it. But yeah, so you guys know we just take breaks every now and then.
We did. Also, last week we were not here because we took a vacation.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys didn't know, Danny and I went to Tahoe last week. I thought. That we had an episode that was gonna go up because I don't know how to count. So I thought we had an episode that was gonna go up, and then like the day before, I was like, "Oh fuck, yeah, nothing's going up tomorrow. Nothing's going live. Ah, shit. Okay."
I only heard about it while we were there.
Yeah,
in Tahoe, you're like, "Hey, Danny, did you prepare anything letting them know there's no episode this week?" And I was like, "No."
I was like, oh, we should do that. Like, on the 5-hour drive up, I was like, oh, 5 hours? It was a 3-hour drive. What am I talking about? On the drive up, I was like, ah, oh, fuck, we should probably do that. Yikes.
Did we? No. And again, thank you for your patience.
Yes. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for understanding, my guys. And you guys know this. We don't get paid for this. This is a fun hobby. This is us hanging out. How's it going, my dudes? This is us having a good time hanging out with our friends. So if we miss a week, we miss a week. If not, then no. We try our best to stay on a schedule. But we're human. What'd you see?
There's a cow sitting.
Oh, it's it. It's it. I love that. That's me. That's me. You know what that is? That's me after I get out of the shower.
That's me.
That's why my parents or my brother don't come into my room for, like, 2 hours after I take a shower, because I will just sit in my bed naked.
No, this is you. I'm sorry to tell you this. That's you, baby. Hold on.
What is that?
It's just a dog with a beanie.
It's a dog with a beanie that sits.
It's just tiny.
But, yeah, we just wanted to get on here, update you guys. You guys know what's going on. We're friends here. We're all friends. It's all a good time.
I also to pray you guys for reading the first book of Cress.
Yeah.
Give a little helpful reminder. Hey, you want to read along with us? We also don't know how to read.
We also forget how to read. But hey, it means we have a full other episode for you guys to get in, to send in your notes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, this will actually probably go live tomorrow, if I'm being completely honest.
That's fine. I knew it was going to be really short. I didn't expect it to be longer than, like, 20 minutes, if anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, after Cress, obviously, it's going to be winter. And then we're going to be reading Royal Red
Red, white, and royal blue.
Yeah. Let me check. Yeah, Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston.
Yes, that is in 2 books from this one, 8 episodes. So 2 months. Go, we get an episode a week.
Just to prepare you. In case you're like, oh, what's going to happen next?
Hey, I mean, honestly, I very much know that I need to, like, mentally prepare myself 2 months in advance. For anything. For any social event. For any outing. Especially now that I've been inside for a year and a half. Like, even more so now. So, like, there's no hate here. But I do want to keep with our tradition. Danny, tell me a good thing that you have experienced this week or that you are looking forward to for next week.
Oh. As a spur-of-the-moment thing, I bought, y'all can't see it, but Gabby can.
Hell yeah, hell
pillow.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And it's the best thing because I don't go to sleep, and when I do sleep, it's not comfortably. So I just sit there and I don't read, but I bought it to remind myself to read.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And I really enjoyed it a lot.
To paint a picture for you guys, it is a very soft, velvety pink pillow. It's one of those little chair pillows that has the little arms, and it has, like, horizontal textured stripes. I'm guessing it's from Target.
It is from Target, yeah.
Hell yeah. So if you've seen it, you know the one we're talking about. But Danny pulled it out and pulled it in front of her, and she was looking over it, and it kind of reminded me of, like, a child looking over a big Totoro. It's very, very floofy. It's very soft. Looks like a giant Kirby.
It does look like a giant Kirby. But
it's like the
arms,
perfect shade of Kirby pink.
Kind of. It's a little light.
It's a little light? Okay. On camera, it looks like a perfect shade of Kirby pink.
Because of the arms, I sleep, mm-hmm. like, with it right here. Like, I don't use it as, like, a chair one. But, like, yeah. I hold onto the arms like a child.
I was about to say, it's a really good snuggle pillow. You put your face into the body and then cuddle on the arm. Yeah.
Yeah. That is the good thing that happened this week. And then our trip last week was what happened last week.
Yeah, we had it was Danny's first time in Tahoe.
I saw snow for the first time.
Yeah. And for anyone who, like, grew up with snow, I know that doesn't sound like a really big deal, but, like, we're in the Bay Area. We don't get snow ever. We get rain once a year, only once, and then
that's why we're in a drought smog. All the time.
Huh?
That's why we're in a drought all the time.
Yeah, and then we get, like, the apocalypse orange sun, you know. That's really the only weather we know. And then the good hot summer days. Those are the only 3 things that we get in the Bay Area. But, yeah, so I was very honored to take Danny up to Tahoe for the first time. I'd been before. I've still never seen it snow. Like, actively have snow fall from the sky. I've never seen that happen in my life. That's one of my goals.
Nice.
My long-term goals.
Going up there, though, did solidify that I am a creature of warmth. Like, yes. It wasn't even that cold. And I was still like, no, I need a sweater on at all times. Like, we went to the beach and it was still hot. And I was like, no, this is cold.
It's too cold.
It's too cold here.
My shoulders are toasted. Even now, my shoulders are, like, roasted, my dude. I didn't get sunburned. But, like, when we were in the sun, it felt like I was sunburned. But then once we were out of the sun and once we cooled down. But, like, the second I was in the shade, it didn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, that's
I took a shower and it didn't hurt anymore. So I'm like, is it a sunburn or is it not?
It's a sunburn.
It was a very minimal sunburn because it hurt when I was in the sun, and that's what matters.
I got second degree burns once from a sunburn.
Ew, yikes.
So I got a sunburn on my shoulders, and I put sunscreen on religiously. Like, I set a timer when I'm at the beach. Like,
Danny was the only reason why I put sunscreen on, because she was like on top of it, ready. Mom friended up.
FYI, it's all of my friends with melanin. If you have it, You still need sunscreen.
I almost said the same thing.
Okay. You still need sunscreen because it's still like, you just can you can accept more sunlight. It's not gonna you can still get skin cancer. You can still burn. So I'm a huge advocate of sunscreen. There are certain ones that I don't recommend for certain things, and I know a lot of people are allergic to some of the things. Mineral ones are always fun. There's also a bunch of, like, natural sunscreens and stuff like that. So even if you don't need it to protect yourself, it's always good to just have. Because I got a second degree burn, So I put sunscreen on. I got a sunburn. I didn't realize it was a sunburn. I put more sunscreen on that burn, mm-hmm. and then that was it. And then it burned, like, a piece of my shoulder.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah.
yeah. That's oof, FYI. Oof. Yeah. I for sure, I got toasty, I got burns. My shoulders are very, very dark. Very, very dark.
At least, did it hide anything? Did it hide anything?
Hide any what? No. You can say that on the podcast. I showed up to Tahoe.
My parents are open.
I will say
yeah,
it.
My window's open. My window's open.
I showed up to Tahoe with a bunch of hickeys on my chest. Bunch of bruises. They were intentional. I did not get beat up. This was not on accident. But they bruised much more than I thought they were going to, because I don't bruise, like, as a person. I don't tend to bruise. Ever. Ladies went in the closet. But yeah, I'm not one to bruise. And then I took off my shirt, and I was purple. And I was like, oh dear God, how did this happen? Not how, I know how it happened. But how could this have happened? And then getting in the sun made it worse. Yeah, it made it worse.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. All the bruises.
Because that's the opposite effect on me. If I sit in the sun, they go away because they change color.
Yeah, no.
That's hilarious.
I also think that they were like, I don't know. But yeah, no, they made them a little bit darker. Some of the lighter ones for sure went away, but like the darker ones were still very prevalent.
Funny as
I that. Told my mom I fell. Anyway.
So, Gabby, what's a good thing that happened to you this week?
Good thing that happened to me this week. Lady cuddle with me like 10 minutes ago. That was really good. I don't know. This week's been kind of funky. I know I'm going to find something. I'm a very big advocate for, like, preaching gratitude, but this week's been kind of funky. Didn't bullet journal at all, which I'm really sad about, because my May bullet journal was, like, one I was really proud of, and I ended up not using it, like, at all. Didn't super draw that much. If anyone knows a good app that will post to your Instagram every day, and it's not $50, let a girl know. Because the only ones I find are, like, bundle deals, where it'll post tweets, it'll post to your Instagram, it'll post to your Facebook, and do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't super need everything right now. I probably should do everything. But it's, like, $50, and I'm like, that's a lot. What if I just made my brother program me something, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot. And I'm sure there are cheaper ones. I have to look into it again. It's been a while. But that's something that I want to do. That is a plan. I am grateful for... It's not a good thing that happened to me this week, but I had the thought that was kind of important to me, that I am grateful that I had, which I messaged Hummed out of the blue. And I know you, True, and I talked about this on the trip in Tahoe, and then Hummed and I also talked about this before I went to Tahoe. And it's the idea of, like, getting married, being in love, being loved, and things like that. And so it's been kind of on my mind. and I messaged Hummed. And I told her, I was like, I've come to this realization. I have been loved. I can love. I am lovable, and I am capable of loving endlessly. To fall in love and to have someone fall in love with me, that's not really the hard part. But what I think I want most in life is to be understood. And I am very grateful for having the friends in my life that I have who understand me. And how that has set the benchmark for how I want a partner to treat me. And so I'm grateful for that. I think that was my good thing of the week, that thought that I had, that I talked out to my friend Hummed, who, like, was in a business meeting, so couldn't really respond. She was like, you're going to make me cry. I'm in a meeting. Hold on. She was in, like, a Zoom meeting. But yeah, just being grateful for, like, the people I have in my life who understand, especially going through a harder time with my ADHD and really struggling recently. That's my good thing of the week, having people who understand.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this week's been also tough. I just picked something out of the blue, like a pillow.
But hey, like, it's stuff like that that matters. Ooh, you know another thing? My little heart-shaped ice. That's a really big good thing. Yeah. Because it really is. It's the little things that make a huge difference. Having a new pillow. Having heart-shaped ice that cost me $4. And also flamingo-shaped ice, because flamingo is my mom's favorite bird. So we always get flamingo everything. You know.
Nice to savor.
And it's really, like, finding those little things to be grateful for and to be excited about and to make every day kind of really exciting is... That's what life's about. I had this thought the other day where I was like, what if I get a job and... Because I'm still unemployed. I make money through selling my art online. So I'm not, like... I'm not struggling. And then I work with my parents, so I'm not struggling. But I'm not technically employed.
By the American government. There's children somewhere outside.
Oh. but yeah, so I'm not technically employed. And I also haven't gotten unemployment for like a month and a half.
Oh, nice.
They just stopped it and then was like, hey, we need to have a phone call. And I was like, yeah, what's going on? Come on, guys. I need that to help support my family. Come on, please. But yeah, so I had this thought where I was like, okay, so what if I did get a job that I like and then what? And then I get an apartment and then I just live? What? That's boring. What's the point of that? Just living and being alive. It was like a really depressing thought of like, well, what is there to be excited about at that point? I'm just existing. Then what? Mm-hmm. If it's the same thing every single day. And then I just kind of realized it's the same thing every single day, and every single day there's something to be excited about. Whether it's the heart-shaped ice, or going for a walk, or trying something new, or severely fucking up, or falling into a puddle in your work clothes. Like, you know, that's what life is.
Exactly.
Hi, Momo. Or lady throwing up. Hi. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Or lady throwing up and then me stepping in it barefooted and slipping on my kitchen floor. You know? That's what life's about. Yeah, I'm talking about you. She did that last night and it was a pain.
Aww.
And it happened after my my silhouette machine. Molly looks like Batman in the background.
She does.
What? I'll let you out in a second. Hold on, Momo. But it happened right after my silhouette machine kind of fucked up. And I'm working on a really kind of important custom order that needs to be sent out tomorrow. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm almost out of materials entirely. So it's like one shot, I have to get this to work. And everything crashed and froze, and I lost about 3 days of work. And then I slipped and fell in cat barf.
Oh, no.
Lady figured out how to open the door by herself.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm sorry, Dev.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, when days like that happens and when shit seems kind of bleak, then you go and you buy heart-shaped ice and you make kind of shitty tea, but there's little heart-shaped ice in it and it's cute and it makes things a little bit better. That's all I can do.
I bought kombucha today.
Oh, fuck yeah, I love kombucha.
It's this brand.
I love kombucha.
And I'm really excited for it to not fuck over my stomach.
Have you tried it? It's nice, right?
I'm very excited. The reason I had a shit week is I can't eat eggs anymore, like in their raw form.
Oh,
like,
no.
I think I mentioned a couple podcasts ago that like the sight of like eggs has been making me feel really sick.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. So
I had a breakfast sandwich from Starbucks. I was like, okay, cool. I didn't make it. I didn't see it. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I had a stomach. I had a poor stomach and stuff at home has been sucky. Yeah. But now I realize I can't eat eggs, which is another fun thing that I've put on my list of things that'll make my stomach hurt.
Oh, no. Hopefully the kombucha helps. I know I've heard that bone broth can also help your stomach.
Yeah, but it tastes disgusting, and I can't.
That's also true, yes.
It's the worst thing. If you can eat bone broth, like, good for you.
And
you
this
are
is
the
coming from
one.
Danny, who loves broth.
I love soup.
I want pho. Is there any pho places to open?
No, I really like, I've, you know what I've been into lately? Panera. Mm. Because one of us.
Same! Me! But I've been addicted to Panera.
When I had like that spat of like hay fever, I didn't want pho because there was just so much salt and like, I couldn't. So I was like, I need soup. Who has soup? And Panera was like, I've got the soup. And I was like, Panera, do you? And they're like, yeah. I have a chicken noodle soup just for you. Thank you so much.
For you, baby.
And you put it in a bread bowl.
Oh, fuck. I am going on DoorDash and spending money I don't have on food. It's not money I don't have. I have it, but like.
Food. I spent money on Cineholic today, and I probably shouldn't go on DoorDash to see if there's any food. But
I respect that. I respect that.
I plan on going up in the air today because I've
oh
had
hell
a
yeah.
Day. So hell I've yeah. had I've been using it more often, and I probably should like control like how often I've been doing it. But
DoorDash,
the up in the air.
Oh, the up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. You set yourself, like, scheduled days to do it or scheduled reasons to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
But today is not going to be one of those days.
Today is the day you start, and so today counts. I know when I first started, there was a time in college where I only ate fast food because it's all mm-hmm. I had time for. And I had to get to the point where I was like, okay, I'm only allowed to have fast food twice a week. instead of setting specific days, having the idea of like you get two fast food tickets. That was also really good. That was a good one for me, I found. Ooh, spooky. I was like, please turn that on. I'm gonna see a vampire behind you and I'm gonna cry.
It's just Molly, but she's closer.
Yeah. Molly Batman her way to be closer.
Yeah. No, I need to do that because I'm definitely once I get paid this week. Yes. I'm gonna start HelloFresh and I'm gonna do the 4 meals a week. So that's
that'll help.
That'll help like do that, especially with like work. And then maybe I don't know, it'll help. Because a bunch of people have pointed out to me that I have gained weight in rude ways.
Who the fuck? Fuck them. No, that's dumb. I literally saw you not that long ago. You haven't put on that much weight. You haven't put on any weight, actually.
I guess I'm just fat now, but
no, you're not. You're perfect. Thank and you. Anyone can fight me.
Thank you. But I was like, I should probably stop what I've been doing. But it's what was the word I'm looking for? It's not one of the ones I like. It's not what I'm into. So
yeah,
we're gonna. Why are you drinking the perfume?
What?
I bought this. This doesn't have to go anywhere. This is just because I needed to move it. But I bought Juliet Has a Gun. Their pheromone.
Okay.
Thing it's supposed to have like it's one ingredient. It's supposed to be vegan, natural, whatever. It's just one ingredient, so it enhances the smell of you. It smells
oh,
really
yeah.
good. Yeah, it's called Not a Perfume. It smells amazing. It's I like it a lot. But yeah. on the back, the marketing for it is she's got a straw in like the original bottle, and she's like drinking it, and I'm like,
are you supposed to be delicious after? Is it supposed
I guess
to make someone
so.
Want to eat you up? Like I don't know. That's funky wonky. That's weird.
But I do love the name behind it. It's
yeah.
cute. Is Juliet Has a Gun's most coveted weapons of seduction. All of them designed to make you feel confident, sexy, and proud of your femininity.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also
like, oh,
really
cute.
Yeah, I also really like the idea, because a lot of people don't know that perfume will change with your body chemistry. So the idea of having a perfume that is literally to enhance your body chemistry is really that's interesting. I like that a lot. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, and they have like a bunch of different like I'm gonna call them flavors. I do this with Bath and Body Works as well, but
call it
I,
flavors.
Like, yeah, and a lot of them have patchouli in it, and I didn't think I'd like patchouli, and I guess I do, but I like I guess so I don't know how much.
You might like patchouli when it mixes with you, but not as a standalone scent. That makes
Maybe.
Sense.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I bought that yesterday and I was really excited. But yeah, no,
food.
I'm probably gonna have another one of those kombuchas just because it sounds good right now.
Yeah. Do what makes you feel good, baby. Fuck yeah.
Should probably drink some
Fuck
water.
Yeah.
Instead, I'll drink water. I learned recently that you're thirsty before you're hungry.
Yes. Yes, you get thirsty before you're hungry. I've also, I've heard, I don't know how true this is, I haven't fact-checked this, don't take this as, like, face value. I've heard that sometimes...
No, take this at face value.
I've heard sometimes that you can trigger, like, the hunger response in your body, and you're really just really thirsty. So if you're mm-hmm. hungry, drink water first and see if that, like, helps.
Yeah. And yeah, it is at face value. There's no... meaning behind it. You saying don't no take it at
fact checking.
You saying take it at face value. Don't take it at face value is I'm fucking correct.
No, I'm saying don't take it at face value, as in don't take it to be the law of the land. Don't take it that's to be correct.
That's what take it at face value is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got my shit mixed up. I'm not so smart.
That's what I'm saying. You saying don't take it at face value is fucking hilarious.
Danny. Can I call what? You Dan? Dan.
Yeah.
I might have a bachelor's degree. I might okay have a 5-year college degree. I'm fucking dumb.
Don't talk okay about my friend like that. No. You just messed up on one thing. That's fucking... Hey guys, I'm not an expert at this, so don't take it at face value, but...
You know what I mean.
I did, that's the thing. I was like, Gabby.
Yeah, Gabby, that's not correct. And I'm just like, no, yeah, it is. Which just proves my point more of, dude, you gotta check your sources. You gotta fact check everything. Don't trust Big Brother. Fact checked everything. All I can say.
Yeah, especially, so here's a fun fact with that one. I read an article, and I didn't realize it was from The Onion.
Oh, yeah?
About Post Malone. And how,
oh, like, God.
How he smells so bad that he made a fan throw up in front of him. Just because, like, he looks like he does smell terrible. Like,
so you just took it for face value?
I absolutely love you. I took it at face value. And I was like, yeah, that's a real article. And then somebody pointed out to me, he was like, it's from The Onion. And I was like, oh. I mean, they could be right. You've never smelled him. Like,
you have you smelled Post Malone in person?
Have you, though?
I've never.
No, exactly.
I don't know who Post Malone is.
Baby, we are better now. That one.
I don't know. Okay. I do. I know that song. I was ready to say, I don't know that song, no matter what song it was.
It's the Into the Spider-Verse song.
Sunflower? That was my ex's favorite song for a very long time.
Aww.
Partially because my favorite flower was Sunflower. It is a Sunflower.
That's kind of cute. I'll give him one.
No, you can give him one, but he's already so far in the negative, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he'll get 0.01, because you shouldn't base your things off of other people. Like, yes, you can be reminded of it should be your favorite thing. Don't ever justify your taste to appease a woman or a man. Yeah. Or they.
Never justify your taste to appease anyone. Exactly. Make your own decision. Do your
Unless
own research.
Unless it's our Lord and Savior, Jason Derulo.
What?
What does TikTok that mean? Today, where this woman was like, I think it's very rude that I turn on Wiggle by our Lord and Savior, Jason Derulo, and my neighbor Jason starts sighing. And he's like, what's he gonna do with that big fat buck? What am I gonna do? Wiggle, wiggle, tell him, Jason.
Wiggle. That song, like, whenever I hear that song, I can smell my uncle's apartment in Scotland, because it's the only place I ever heard that song. Ever. In its entirety. It's the only place I've ever heard that song. So whenever I hear wiggle, 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 I smell the apartment. Which, like, it smelled good. My uncle's a very clean person. But, like, it's a very specific memory from almost 10 years ago now.
Oh my god, it has been 10 years. Gabby, we've been friends longer than what I thought.
Well, we've been friends for 9 years. Because I've been friends with Hummed for 9 years. And I met you right before I met her.
Yeah, but if it's 21, I met Will and Yong 2010.
Huh.
We've been here for about 11 years.
That's disgusting. No, that does make sense. I met Hummed when I was a junior in high school. This all makes sense. It's all coming together.
As you could say that it's all coming back. And it's all coming back to you now. You could say that there were moments of gold.
And I hate you. No, stop it.
There are things we'd never do again, but then they always seemed right. There were nights of endless pleasure, something else Celine Dion says. Baby.
No, you'd hush me like this. No, you'd hush me like that.
It was not with the wind, but it's all coming back to me. That's how she sings. And it's so, like, I love her. Where's my AirPods?
You adore Celine Dion more than anyone I've ever met. Yeah, no, I met you when I was a freshman in high school. I became friends with Hummed when I was a sophomore, when I was a junior in high school. So I've been friends with Hummed longer.
Yeah, because you said 10 years.
But I've known you longer, technically.
Yeah.
Because like, when I met you, you were my brother's friend.
Because I was like, yeah, I still am your brother's friend, hopefully. I hope Will still likes me.
My favorite thing is we'll be talking, because we'll talk about you. Like, you'll come up, that came out so bitchy. You'll come up in conversation, and every now and then he's like, I need to text her back, I forgot to text her back, oh no, and he'll run off to get his phone mid-conversation.
I think damn well should. But cool, yeah, we're friends. But yeah, yes. No, I think, when you said the Scotland thing, I was like, oh yeah, I remember Will telling me about that when we were walking up from this place, and then I was like, holy shit, that was so long ago. That was, yeah. Like, after I graduated, and I was like, wait, we've known each other for so long. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, because, so we went. I'm leaving my headphones like this.
No eyebrows.
So we went to Scotland for my uncle's graduation and his master's. And then my brother graduated with his first degree from community college. And then I graduated from high school, my diploma. And that all happened in 2014. So we all saved up money and we all went to Scotland to go watch my uncle walk the stage.
Oh.
And that's the fun story. I deep conditioned my hair, and I don't know why. It's gonna get fucked up tomorrow. It's gonna get fucking ruined tomorrow. Why did I deep condition it? I have an appointment tomorrow.
Oh!
Another 9 a.m. Star Wars viewing party.
That's like a job. You should have him pay you.
What?
Sex and me are like, we have a very weird relationship. Like, I think I don't want it, but I want the intimacy of it. I've been thinking about that lately. But
are you asexual?
Maybe. That's the thing.
You hate sex.
I think I am. Because I would love the romance of it. I like the aesthetic of it. But I don't know.
It icky?
Yeah.
Think everything about sex is icky?
It's wet. Why are you wet? Why are there just points of wet? That's from a kind of candy. That's not okay. For me.
Okay. Like, so I was like, Danny, do you need me to tell you how this works?
No. The character, shut up. the character is asexual. And then every single thing that Liam has said, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And I was like, wait a second. So shout out to Brendan Lee Mulligan.
I love him.
And then Allie Beardsley for just having
well.
I love Allie Beardsley. Oh yeah, you're watching. I don't know what you're watching because Dropout.
I'm watching Sophomore Year.
Nice. Did you watch the first one?
I watched the first three, and then I had to stop because I had work to get done. And I usually put it on in the background and just listen, but I was getting really into it. And I'm like, I have to stop. I have to finish what I'm doing. It feeds my dopamine.
You saw the Corn Cuties?
Oh, the Corn Cuties are my absolute favorite. Oh my god, yeah. My dude, I love the Corn Cuties.
I love it. I text Hum now. I have stories about Hum now.
Dude, I love that you and Hum are texting.
It's not a lot. I feel bad. I don't want to bother her, so I don't text her a lot. But anything fantasy high, I just send her TikToks.
No, you for sure should, because she'll send me stuff and I don't have time to respond. Send her things.
Because I need to watch Sophomore Year. I haven't finished it. I watched the first season and then Miss Cupcak. You don't recognize me. That's me, your romance partner, Baron.
Yo, that shit was terrifying.
This is the second time you have said this is the second time you have hurt your romance partner, Miss Cupcak. Shall it happen the third time? There will be grave consequences.
I hung out with him the other day and we just watched it. We just watched the first few episodes. Mm-hmm. Was it a sophomore year or no, we watched like the middle chunk of season one. And then she went through and watched all of it all over again.
Yeah.
But it's very, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Dimension 20, Fantasy High, it's a D&D campaign. It is absolutely really good. Started on College Humor.
Yeah. But you can also go on Dropout, because apparently Dorkly dropped College Humor. So for like $6 a month, you can actually support them. And like, I used to like hate College Humor because they were just basically like, BuzzFeed, but then like they're just nerds. They're like the nerd version of BuzzFeed, and I was like, cool. And they have a show on there called Unactually, which is essentially Jeopardy for nerds. And like, so the tagline of the show is, there's nothing nerds love more than their favorite franchise than correcting people. And I was like,
not incorrect.
Yeah, you're right. Because I say, actually, this is a little time.
Actually?
Because like, Ryan's ex and I did have a spout. We had a spout. We went to go see Spider-Man, the second one. And he said something stupid that wasn't correct. Mind you, I don't know shit about Spider-Man, but I have enough basic knowledge to know that, so MJ, who's played by Zendaya in that show, she's not Mary Jane. She's not supposed to be Mary Jane. I don't think she's supposed to be Mary Jane. She's just supposed to be, like, a character.
She is still, like, MJ, but not Mary Jane MJ.
Yeah.
But still filling that role of the MJ character.
Exactly. And, like, I don't think she's supposed to be Mary Jane. Like, because Mary Jane canonically, like she dies a lot. And I think they just wanted to give him one thing.
She dies a lot.
her and Gwen Stacy die a lot. Like,
they do. They very much do.
They die a shit ton. So I think they were just like, let's give him one thing. The uncle's dead. Like, everyone's
not only that,
dead.
But then if because they call her MJ, she is still technically MJ. She fills that role of MJ. She's just not Mary Jane.
Yeah, and
so that lets them have a lot more freedom with. No, I'm agreeing with you. You're correct. You have that correct. It just lets them have a lot more freedom with what they can and can't do. You know what I mean?
Because
then if they want to venture away from any MJ stories, they can, because it's not technically MJ. But if they want to tell any of those iconic stories, they can, because it's also technically MJ.
Yeah, you can just, like, pop her in there. But he had said, I think he had said something where it's like, no, she's supposed to be. And I was like, no, I don't think so. And he started telling me that I was, and he was like, actually, it's this, this, and this. And I was like, bitch, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? And then he proceeded, like, to do what all nerds and dorks do. Like, where's the proof? Show me the proof. And I was like, I don't have proof. Ugh. Where's yours?
Yeah.
And he couldn't give me one, and he got pissed off. And I was like, oh, you piece of shit. You're garbage.
No, piss off nerds. Piss off nerds. Do it. I actually, I ran into Ryan. I have a point to this. Don't let me forget to come back to the point. I ran into Ryan at Target. We ended up talking for about 2 hours in the Target fake plant aisle. I was telling her about being on Bumble and talking to people and how I have questions you kind of have to get past to, like, proceed with the proceedings. And one of them is I will disagree with someone. It's one of the first things I do. And it's not, like, a set question. I don't have, like, my checklist I go down. But it's things that I look out for. And one of the first things that I will always look out for, how do they react when I disagree with them? And if someone ever says, actually, I unmatch. You don't get past that. You don't get past that. Because you don't need to be right for an opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are allowed to have opinions.
Yeah. That's so fun. But on the show, they say a statement that is untrue. Mm-hmm. And then you have to be like, actually, this is the part of the statement that is untrue. And they figure it out. And they're like, they actually did this, this, or this. It's a very fun concept for a very nerdy Jeopardy.
No, I love that. That's very, very fun. I thought it was an improv thing, mostly because my improv group in college, I say that like I was in it. I wasn't. Don't get this twisted. I was not a fan of improv. Anyway, just in my college, I wasn't a fan of improv. But we had an improv group called No But. Because the first rule of improv is yes and. So our improv group was called No But. Actually kind of reminded me of that. So my brain was like, oh, that should be an improv group. And then I never checked into it. I just made an assumption and assumed I was right. And I was incorrect.
Actually, you are incorrect because this is what it's about. I mean, it's very fun.
Actually? But
and the reason I bring it up is because Brittany Lee Mulligan, for the first, I think, like, 2 seasons, wrote all the questions from his little brain.
His little smart wiener brain.
And his little fucking beautiful brain. He's so hot.
I love him. Talent is sexy. If you guys don't know this, talent is sexy. Like,
intelligence is also very sexy, though.
Intelligence, passion, talent. Like, I remember I had this discussion with one of my professors in college. Professor, one of my teachers in college. And they mentioned the reason why there are so many affairs in Hollywood is because talent is sexy. If you are on stage with someone who's incredibly talented and you find them sexually attractive, the temptation is twice the amount because it's so sexy to see someone do something well, to flex their intelligence, to perform a beautiful song, anything. Talent is so fucking sexy because it's impressive. It tickles our brain in a way that we need. And so, like, ugh, I love it. I love it. I love him. He's so hot. He's so hot and he's talented. He's so cool. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's
that was icky response. Sounds. That was response. Icky.
You can, he has a cameo because, like, it's the pandemic and he needs to make money. And my whole body is like, I have this money for you to just say hello to me and talk to me about swords. Like, I would just love for you to say, like, hello, do you remember this? Blah, 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 blah. Here's my idea about swords. And I'm like, this is the best $45 I've ever spent in my
life. You should do
life.
It. You should do it.
I want to, but I also need a car.
That's fair. I'll do it for you for your birthday.
No, it's okay. Because I will cry. And
you're
like, oh, no.
Here's the thing. I'll send it to you. Here's the thing. I'll send it to you when I'm not there. You know what I mean?
You'll be in El Salvador on my birthday because you love your family. I get it. I understand. It's whatever.
Well, no, I was saying that, like, like, we get to dinner for your birthday after the fact. Once everyone's gone home, then I give you your present so you may enjoy it in peace. So you may be vulnerable and cry and scream by yourself and not have to feel the pressure of people looking at you. That was what I was talking about. Not me being in El Salvador.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm going to bring up that one of my friends isn't going to be there for my party. I'm not going to have a party. Actually, I think I am. I'm just going to invite somebody over so we can have, like, just like, I can't even, like, well, it's going to be Ryan. It's going to be Ryan in the background with me while just watching anime you in could the just, backyard.
Okay, one, yes, but you also could just wait for us to come back. We're only gone 10 days.
Yeah, that's, Gabby, that's 10 more days that I have attachment issues. Ryan spent 4 days with me, and on the fifth day, I had to go to work, and I had to call her because I missed her so much. Aww. I have a problem. Like, I spent
that's not a problem. That's called love.
I spent 2 days at your family's home with you and William, and I had to. I texted you when I got in the car because I got, like, when I got in my house because I've missed y'all. I had
that's not a problem.
Issues.
That's called love.
That's disgusting,
Danny. That's called love, and I've decided it's my personal job in life to get you used to intimacy. And used to over-affection. As
that's
the cuddle monster in
no
your
reward.
Life. I don't care. The reward is one day you'll be a step closer to accepting love into your life. And that's a good
oh
enough
my gosh.
Reward for me.
I saw this thing online. This isn't, again.
Excuse me, hold on. I have gotten a reward. Because do you know how many times I've told you, don't say sorry, say thank you? And one day you were up in the air and you sent me a 5-minute long voice message. And at the very end you said sorry. And then immediately went, no, thank you for listening. And I lost my shit. So yes, there is a reward. There's a reward, ma'am. That was the best. I screamed. I was so happy. I was so proud of you.
You didn't yell that very nicely. I don't need that.
But, I am Sailor Venus. I will throw hearts at you. Aggressively.
God, I hate Sailor Venus.
I will go put on my Sailor Venus shirt.
It's cute, but I just don't like her. Like, shut
that's
up.
Fine.
You knew this whole time. You thought you were Queen Serenity? What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you have the buns? For one, she looked like Usagi looked like
she has
like
the
her.
Fucking space buns, yeah.
What's wrong with you? There's this thing on TikTok that I wanted to buy or make because I have the things. And I'm not going to sell mm-hmm. them because it's just work very hard. They're very cute. They're little friendship bracelets. That have magnets on the bottom, so when you're next to each other.
Oh, I've seen those. They click,
Yeah, I think it's so cute, because, like, you can, like, hold hands without having to hold hands. But I was watching, if you want to know what my imaginative of intimacy is, I was watching an anime.
Imaginative intimacy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't know. This is how I imagine the intimacy I would want.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, like, totally different.
Basically they're like, hello sergeant, here's the books I gave you permission, and he's like, cool, permission to hold them, yeah, and then may I have permission to hold your hand, he's like, yes sir, and then they hold hands and they leave. I was like, no,
that's adorable. I love
that's
that
too sweet.
That's really cute. I love that. Oh, I will say this for one of the good things for the week. I do want to mention this. I have a date tomorrow, and it's the first time I told my mom that I have a date. It's not technically a date, it's technically a dick appointment. We're not gonna talk
you
about
could
it.
Have just left with that. We knew. You said. Just be cute. Just have a date. You made an appointment with another person. in a weird way.
But no, so I finally told my mom about Thunder Rose. And now I have to be careful because now... now I have to be careful about it because I just have to be careful. Because my mother will start asking, when is he coming over? When are you getting married? When am I getting grandchildren? So I have to be careful and sidestep those questions.
You can be like, I'm dating. I don't know if you can do that.
No, I can't. That's not a thing in my mom's head. Because dating to her is a committed relationship.
Dating to your mother is already having a shared bank account.
Yes. Danny freaked out when my parents told her that they had a shared bank account before they got married, and it's the reason why they have a shared bank account was because they're like, so when we get married, we need to save money. We're gonna have a bank account between the two of us as the wedding fund. Yeah. And it's the same bank account that they use to this day. That is their shared bank account.
You find that so hilarious? That's called trauma.
The thing. I thought it was weird. I thought when you got married, you legally had to make a joint bank account. And then, so that was my thinking, because I've never thought about it. That was my thought process as a kid. And I mentioned that to you, and you're like, that's illegal. That doesn't exist. So to me, I'm like, this is the law. You have to do it. And to you, it was illegal. That's the funny part, was like, both of us being like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, and being very confused.
It still proves my point of my own trauma.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Gabby, you're trying to prove the point that your parents have a stable relationship.
My parents are very sweet. I love my parents.
They are very sweet. I also love my parents. I want that to be said.
I feel like I
shit on them a lot, but I love my parents very much.
Yeah, no, we know you love your parents. You're very vocal about loving your parents. I need to say this. I guilted my dad into buying me sunflowers today. So I work at a flea market on Sundays with my family. Someone popped up next to us selling flowers. And they come every week. And this week they happened to be next to us. And I was like, oh, how lovely. Look at how these beautiful sunflowers. If only someone would buy them for me. Stares at my dad. Then the day goes on. And I was like, yeah, I'm just waiting for my dad to buy me sunflowers. As he's like across two stalls over. And then as we were leaving, I stood in front of them and was like, you're going to buy me sunflowers? And then he did. And I was like, yay, my dad bought me sunflowers. And I didn't even have to tell him. I just had to guilt him into it. And now I have roses and sunflowers in my living room.
Aw.
Yeah.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Because they're my favorite.
That's so sweet. I know my dad loves me is because he cleaned our cat's litter box.
That's love. No one in my family will do that. That's illegal.
I mean, he did yell at me the whole time that I didn't do it and I need to do it. But he still continued to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, thanks, Dad. And he's like, huh. I was like,
thanks, Dad.
I guess my father loves me.
I just yeeted my phone. Jesus Christ.
You good?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I was just checking on plans for tomorrow, like times and things. I still have to figure out what I'm going to wear. I don't know yet. I haven't thought of that.
But does it matter? It's going to be gone anyways.
It does matter, Danny.
Oh.
Called part of
the foreplay. I don't have any respect for men. Say it one more time.
I said it's part of the foreplay. It's the lead up. As in him walking me into wherever we're going.
No, I meant you can't just wear something comfortable. It's going to be off anyways. You look good in everything, Gabby.
It's part of the game. Part of the game.
You physically couldn't look bad. I don't understand. If he has a problem with how you look at that time, he can come find me. We hit differently because I understand that you still want to fuck me. I get that. I understand.
Give me one second. Hold on. Danny, I'm wearing a skirt without underwear in public just for the funs, for the grabbies, while we're doing things like checking in. It's part of the game. not me looking cute. It's actually part of the game.
See, I don't think about that. Because I just normally don't wear underwear. So,
yes, but going out of my way to wear a cute skirt and a cute top with nothing underneath.
yeah, fuck yeah.
Yes, because he also he'll open doors for me, and he always lets me go up the stairs first.
Oh, cute.
So it's become part of the game. Yes. And
I literally am.
That's part of it. It's part of the fun. I literally mentioned that to him. I was like, yeah, I don't know if you know this. You open doors for me all the time. Like, you go ahead of me to open doors. And he was like, what do you say? He was like, when there's a sexy girl that you are having really hot, kinky sex with, it's polite. Like, it's just nice. It's my job to go out of my way to be extra nice to open doors for you. And I was like, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Like, last time he brought me homemade cinnamon rolls. Like,
when you have a bitch, you treat that bitch kindly.
Yes. But yeah, it wasn't like, oh, I want to look cute. Like, no, Danny, it's part of the game. It's for easy access. It's for getting picked up and thrown. That's what it's for.
One of us doesn't play the game properly, okay? We already won this thing. Like, let's just go. Like, I already win the game. Like, you've already won it. Why do I have to continue playing? I've won. You've agreed.
Wait.
Why? What? Like, if somebody actually does end up courting me enough to get me to where they want me to be, they've already won this. I've already this thing. Like, I'm already here. Here. You've won. I am trophy. Do as you wish. Okay. I don't like doing anything.
I mean, that's fair. I've learned that I enjoy not doing things, which is also very fun. I get picked up and thrown around, and I'm like, hell yeah, thank you.
Thank you, BB.
So, yeah. He was telling me, he was like, because he was saying that, so I've been with shitty guys who have been very selfish in the past, where not even necessarily where, like, I do all the work and take care of them, da-da-da-da-da, where it's very, like, one and done, two pump chump, all right, cool, we're done here, and just being kind of selfish. Thunder Roast. His whole thing is, he's like, do not be quiet, because I am playing a game, and my barometer is how loud I can make you be. He's like, this is a fun game for me. That's why it's a full day thing.
Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Good for you.
But yeah, that was our update for where we've been. So we will hopefully see you guys next week. We have not forgotten about you. Keep in contact with us. Stay present. If we ever miss a week, look out on our Instagram. You can send us a message. We'll be happy to respond. We'll be happy to chit-chat with you. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We're still here, but we're just people trying to figure out our people life and just having a good time.
So thank you for sticking with us. And as always, you can always go back to old episodes, re-listen to them again. Love hearing a bit different opinions as well. And correct us if we said something wrong as well.
So, yeah, we are open to be corrected. Send us your critiques. In MLA format, cite your sources.
You don't know how
do
to
do it.
That. You would just.
I
be
would
like,
appreciate
hey.
It.
No. That's homework. But yeah, no, we really appreciate you guys. Thanks again for letting us just update you. And next week we'll be reading the first book of Cress. So it's, I think it's like chapters 1-13 or something.
Yes ma'am. First book of Cress. First book. But yeah, so we'll see you guys later next week, later this week, who knows, we're just along for the ride.
Tomorrow, but in your closet, in your mirror, whichever one you decide, you never know.
And I think it's a good lesson in, we'll be around as frequently as humanly possible in our lives. And when we are here with you guys, and we are present, and that's what matters. When we're here, it's a great time, and we will always be here at some point.
When you hear your family, you would always be
here. Yep. All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for escaping with us. Bye!
Say hi, David. Remember to lock your cars. Lock your
Lick your toes. Goodbye.